This Premier League preview is taken from The Punt. Listen to the whole podcast at audioboom.com.
Credit where it's due, Lee. Good shout on Olivier Giroud to score any time at the weekend.
I think I said first goal, but you know.
Yeah, you might have got first goal at 5-1 as well. Big winner, Everton. 2-0 at home against Everton on Sunday. They've not won back-to-back Premier League games this season, Arsenal, and they've won just one of their last six away at QPR in recent seasons as well, not being a happy hunting ground for the Gunners. And I think there's a chance here for QPR to cause a shock, given they've had that long spell where perhaps Chris Ramsey has maybe got hold of them a little bit.
Yeah.
Long spell without a game.
Yeah, maybe. It's hard for me to think that QPR could beat Arsenal, though. That they haven't won back-to-back away games, have they?
That's it.
You meant, yeah. 6-1. It looks a tasty price, doesn't it, for against an Arsenal team who maybe again maybe a little fatigued. And like you say, you know, the consistency's been lacking. They're away at Palace, they won 2-1, but were lucky to do so. I mean, I thought the performance against Everton, I mean, it looks comfy on the face of it, but for a long time, they were winning 1-0, and Everton could have quite easily drawn level. And this is an Everton team who were pretty bereft of confidence themselves in the Premier League. It's a tricky one. There's QPR, they haven't been good enough. If they'd won a game recently at home, I'd be happier to back them. They lost to Man United. They lost to Southampton. They're only tight games. But I think this one will be another tight one, to be honest with you. I don't think it's going to be an easy stroll in the park for Arsenal. I think QPR, as you say, will have added a bit more time to rest up. I can see them scoring. I think if I was going for a bet on Arsenal, I'd go Arsenal to win and both teams to score at 21-10. But I quite like Charlie Austin at 2-1 to score in this game. He's the only man who really does score for them. And you know, he's obviously been he scored in their last game, the away game at Hull City as well. So I do like that. I think they'll get it done, Arsenal. But you know, my in my betting Bible, it's got even less pages than Derek's. But I don't back Arsenal. I don't anymore.
Well, not 4-7.
No.
Well, I mentioned the QPR v Tottenham at the weekend. Tottenham are 4-5 to win a QPR at the weekend. Arsenal at 4-7. I mean, I'm sorry, but I'd rather be on Tottenham at almost evens than Arsenal at 4-7. I think it's a terrible price. They played 14 games away from home in the league this season, Arsenal, failed to win in 8 of them. You know, and the 4-7 against a QPR side who've had a break. I'm in the camp of many men in the street who think, well, come on, the Premier League footballer surely must be able to play 2 games in, etc., etc. But they keep saying, don't they? These professionals keep on saying, no, it takes it out of them, so we've got to believe it does. I'm almost tempted by the 6-1. I think, Dave, I know that you're going to go for that.
Yeah.
It's 6-4 almost, 29-20 for QPR or the draw. And I know instinctively I want to oppose Arsenal, and I'll oppose it that way. I'll be cautious, Colin.
I don't expect that from you, Derek. I expect it from Lee. I don't expect that from you.
I know. It's just QPR.
He's finally seen the light, hasn't he?
Yeah. Go on then, QPR.
It's so hard to win over. Brilliant.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.